Hey there. Happy Friday to you. I wanted to just throw this out there. Just kind of get some thoughts out of my head and see if anybody else has any suggestions. There are times when I wonder if I'm making any kind of a difference as a parent. I've got a 13-year-old daughter who it feels like she's in this perpetual mode of, you know, not caring about anything except what happens to be fun at the time. And before I get any farther into this, I can hear some people saying, maybe no, not in this group listening to this necessarily, but then again, I don't know who's listening to this. I can hear some who are saying, it's okay, she's a teenager, that's just the way they are. And I don't accept that excuse. I think we use labels like that, you know, oh, they're just a teenager, as a way to excuse, you know, inappropriate behavior. And to let somebody be less than who they could potentially be. And it goes across different spectrums beyond just the teenager label. There's lots of labels we use, and that's the one that's kind of on my mind right now. I've got a teenager, but she can be so much more than the typical teenager, and yet she doesn't care about it. And I'm trying to figure out why. Is it really just the way that her, you know, chemicals and hormones and whatever else is going on inside is prompting her to be? Is it influence from what she's seeing around her from us as her parents? Is it from what she's getting from her friends? Is it a crazy mix of all of the above, which it probably is? I'm trying and trying and trying the best I can to make a good impression and to set a good example, and it feels like nothing is happening. And no matter what approach we take, whether it's trying to be patient and gentle and, you know, kind of gently coercing kind of a thing, to, you know, getting on her case more aggressively about whatever it is that, you know, we feel is not right about the way that she's behaving, and, you know, even telling her and saying, look, I can promise you, if you do this kind of thing, if you take more responsibility for the way your room looks, if you take good responsibility for your friendships, you know, you will be a happier person. And it just, it feels like it's falling on deaf ears. And I can't figure out, I cannot, for the life of me, figure out how to get it to click. I keep waiting for the moment where something is going to click inside her and she will realize, yeah, it really is, there really would be better for me if I behaved differently. I would have a happier life if I, you know, took greater care of my friendships and my things and the people around me and all that stuff. And I went through the same phase myself as a kid. I'm sure there were times when my parents probably looked at me and said, you know, why can't we get him to understand that if he were to just, you know, behave a little differently, you know, he wouldn't be so frustrated, he'd have a happier life, things would be better overall. I don't know if it's just, you know, something I just got to push through and it's just going to come when it comes, and there's probably some portion of that that's true. But I keep thinking there's something else I could do, something more I could be doing in a certain area to either say something different or do something different, that it would flip a switch in her and she would realize that, you know, making certain changes would improve her life. I don't know. That's my big question for the day. If you're a parent, how do you do that stuff? How do you flip those switches? Can you flip those switches intentionally, or do they just have to come in time? If you have any thoughts, I'd love to hear them. Thanks.